the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
That's right. Right here on the Hostile Zone. Yet another day, another week, another year. And it just is going to keep going. The Hostile Zone. Tonight, we're here on BBS Talk Radio. We are so happy to be here. Again, I say it every time. Thank you to everybody out there who enjoys our show and they listen in, they tune in, they watch, they listen live, whether it be on one of the cable providers, a social media provider, internet, satellite, radio, whatever way you are getting the show, or if you're downloading it afterwards from one of your favorite music or podcast platforms, we thank you, because it's not without you, we are nothing. And that's the truth. We're just a couple people babbling and singing here and providing absolutely nothing. We have outstanding ratings, and that's because of you. And I want to always make the first minute or so of the show thanking you for your service to us. And now we're going to give you service. It's the Hostile Zone right here on BBS Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, coming at you live in your face, baby, in your face. Yeah. I'm accompanied by on-air singing talent, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A, like the ocean. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Bianca C, that's me.
Really? How does that go? Bianca C, huh?
Bianca C, that's me.
Wow, there it is. So now we all know who it is. We got that down. So if you're watching the screen, and in TV world, everything is reversed, see? So what I'm looking at right here over in front of me here is really over
this
here for
way.
You.
Yes,
okay,
right here.
So you're over here and I'm over here. See how this works? So anyway, follow the screen and you'll see there's email numbers. TheHostileZone@BBSTalkRadio.com. TheHostileZone@BBSTalkRadio.com. EricSinati@BBSTalkRadio.com. Bianca C, S-E-A, @BBSTalkRadio.com. Eric@EricAndrewSinati.com. And if you want to text us live on the air, Miss Bianca, how can they do that since it's right here?
Right here. Okay, let me see. 917-877-0171.
How does that go again?
917-877-0171.
Well, you do that so well.
Oh,
you do that so
you.
Well. Thank you. So, this is our third show or second show of the day, and we have a third to film yet still. So, it's been quite an interesting day.
Absolutely.
We have had numerous technical difficulties. Now, you know, folks, on the Hostile Zone, we have technical difficulties
and
all
the time.
But that's what I'm going to say. You beat me to it.
Oh! You
beat
me
to it.
That came out so natural right now.
But you know what? The truth of the matter is that these are actual problems that have absolutely nothing to do with tech. Everything that's battery operated seems to want to die. We had, we actually are going to show some video, not today. We have somebody actually going to look at it. We have some video and audio of something that occurred on set, 3 days ago? Friday?
A couple of days ago, I would
Friday?
Say. A couple of days, yeah.
Literally, books flew across the room. They didn't fall.
And a champagne bottle.
A champagne bottle and two books flew. Now, I was looking forward at the camera to you folks, and Miss Bianca was looking at me when I was talking to you, and she was like so taken by it, she had to ask for a cut, because it wasn't a live show. So she had to ask for a cut. I just saw, I heard stuff fall. I saw it. I didn't realize the extent of it. So we're actually doing a little investigation on that to see what actually transpired, because we were talking about some very interesting stuff at that moment.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought that was cool. And I thought it was cool and in shock at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and we're gonna reach into that further. Trust me when I tell you, because we all were here, and right now, since we are on multiple shows for the day, is actually really only somebody in the box with us here today, in the recording box, and then everybody else is kind of in remote world working with us. Mm-hmm. So we got all the tech here, and Thumbs is in the box, and he can only give me the finger. That's what he's pretty much doing right now. Thank you, Thumbs, for giving me the finger. Don't turn any cameras. Anyway, so what we have with us on remote status, but on air with us, as always, we have the sassy. What else should he be? Sassy, sensational, and I'll say it, and sexy. J Vogue, how are you today? I do a little sexy at you. That's just what I want you to do my eyebrows. Yeah. I do a little sexy in there. Yo, you're bringing sexy back, man, right? Aren't you? Listen, man, you look at this cut. Well, that's what I'm saying. With these cuts you're giving me, man, I don't know.
Well,
you're
so sexy.
I still need to get that edger, but because you didn't send me that message today. But anyway, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We miss you here, buddy. We miss you. We miss you.
You don't miss me.
Yes, we do. Yes, we. And you know,
I
was really messing with that buzzer or whatever, that little edger. And I don't understand what's going on with that thing, man. I'm blown away by that.
You know, but
I'm gonna keep that
from
away
here,
from
I could see yes. it a little bit.
I was gonna ask. I was gonna have Bianca. I'm like, can you cut the part harder? But tomorrow, I want you. We're gonna get this taken care of better. Also today, R-Dub may be joining in shortly. If he pops in, we'll hear him. Hopefully, he will. Mm-hmm. He was on assignment today, working on a story, and he should be clear shortly, and should be jumping in with us. So that is a treat.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's listening though, so shout out to R-Dub. And we have with us our newest, maybe full-time soon member, but pretty close to it. We have Davo. Davo, how are you today?
I'm fine, Eric. I got that pancake powder, but I got the blueberry, and I got blue spots all over my face.
Well, that's why you're not on camera, and
That's right, I'm not on camera, that's right.
Are you exposing my secrets behind this, behind the set here about makeup,
no, Eric,
and et cetera?
Do I
look like I wear makeup, people? No, I'm not wearing
No, you got you too much shiny, class to get pancake stuff on your face with blueberry. My God.
Well, actually, you know, actually,
you get that guinea shine, though.
The guinea shine. Is that a slang word?
I made it up. If not, I hope
it's not. Is that a slang? I mean, oh, my God. You just called me a guinea?
Yeah, I like guineas.
I'm Roman, actually. I'm Roman descent, so, you know, hail Caesar, okay?
Hey.
Yeah. Do I have my Caesar ring on?
Oh,
no,
you
I
can
don't.
Rule me anytime.
Your husband definitely doesn't like that, you know? Folks, wow. we gotta stop this, because our husband gets mad every time he makes jokes like that. I get nasty text messages from him.
I know.
And now he started using the number here, our number, to text in "screw you."
And
to
he
me.
Keeps on texting Jersey Thumbs too to see.
Oh. Well, hey, because he's afraid of Jersey Thumbs, because he knows I'll send Thumbs up there to get him.
He's trying to like flip him.
And and Tiny is visiting a sick family member, so I hope all is well. So we're all here today. We have somebody coming in soon, I hope, of a program that we work with. It's a combat veteran program, and he should be calling into the radio station. And when he does, the producer will let us know, and we'll bring him in. But Dave, so this is number two of the day. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel fine. I did three shows the other day.
Well, we got a third yet, so don't even get comfortable.
Well, you got a third one? Oh, my.
Yeah. We got a third one right after this. We have to film. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Today is a busy day.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't go anywhere. Yeah,
you guys are workaholics.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Well, if you want to make money, you have to be, right? So,
there you go.
So we're on a different station today. So time. So we do somewhat repeat some of the same topics and conversations, et cetera. But we give it a little bit of a twist, different. But basically, it's going to be the same, just so you know, Dave, with a little update of in here and there. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was that there was some things that occurred. You know, we know that we have a serious immigration problem at the border. The border, the southern border of the United States is porous. It has more holes than Swiss cheese.
Wow.
It has more holes than a golf course. It truly does. Anybody can walk through there with impunity. Clearly, this is how it is. So what the problem is that I see here is, well, there's a lot of problems. So we're just going to narrow it down to one. Because of this border crisis situation, they have deployed more National Guard members to the border to assist in this process. But sadly, there was a helicopter crash and two soldiers in the National Guard and one Border Patrol officer, Border Patrol agent, perished.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have it right in front of me as I did before, but we were, because the news cycle changes and that apparently that's old now. That wasn't old with the first show, but
I hope the family. I pray for the family.
It's good because we put it out that we do everything we can here on this show to take care of military families, take care of pretty much anybody in need that we feel really needs help. If they reach out and request help. They got the phone number, our emails, they call the station, this is important. I hate to see this happen. And if somebody is hearing this today, they're hearing us talking about us, we do feel your pain. We are hostile to people who are forcing you to be on the border when we should not have to need you on the border, because we should have a border wall that was completed. We should have a fully staffed border patrol, and we should not be having anonymous flights of illegals flying and landing wherever they will in America. Wow. We should not be having people infiltrate our borders and our sovereignty. And sadly, because this is going on in this administration and whatever administration you want to say started or finished or whatever, these people were doing their job because our elected officials, the administration that was put in office, whether you voted for him or not, they are there because of that. So these people died in the line of duty. It didn't have to be a direct gunfire. And we don't even know the extent to the accident at this point. There's not really much information out. And you know me, I'll pull that curtain back. I'll expose it. I'll throw it in your face if I have to. But I don't have the information, and when it comes to military members and law enforcement, the ones that aren't corrupt and that we do like, we're not going to go ahead and provide information without knowing. We don't haphazardly just throw information out there. Mm-hmm. But, it's a shame. We extend all of our courtesies and our feelings to you guys. There are so many people on that border, and we thank you, because you know what? When I saw that video of the NYPD officer being stomped on the ground by illegals in our country, not migrants, okay, folks? Let's not color and try to put the old saying, throw some lipstick on a pig and think it's a supermodel, okay? This is not the case, all right? Bottom line is, they're not migrants. They're illegal immigrants that are coming into our country without permission. And they're coming here and taking your tax dollars, folks. They're spending your tax dollar, my tax dollar, her tax dollar, mm-hmm. and everybody in the 53 countries that has us playing live right now, and God knows how many stations are playing, your tax dollars are funding this. It is a sad day in the United States when somebody comes here illegally. They commit their first act of coming to this great country of ours. Yeah. Their first act in this great country is to commit a crime.
I just don't like people cutting lines. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Go back on the line, you know? Start waiting. Wait your turn.
I get
war-torn
countries. I get the war-torn country thing. I really do. I get that some people are persecuted because of religion and things like that. And, you know, I get that. I really do. I mean, you know, it happens. And unfortunately, it does even happen here, but not to the extent that it happens elsewhere. But,
Eric, my wife had to wait 2 years, 3 years, actually, to get her citizenship with a lot of legal fees and paperwork.
Right.
And so we had to wait.
And where did she come from? What country?
Philippines.
Did?
Philippines.
Right. We talked about that.
Crashed that UH-72 Lakota helicopter. Crashed, actually, there was four people. One's in critical shape, and two National Guard were killed, and one Border Patrol agent was killed. And they said that there's one in critical shape. And they're
Did
not
they say who was in critical shape? Was it a Border Patrol agent or a National Guard?
It was a Border Patrol agent, I believe, yeah. It says here, but
So three souls were lost in total.
Right.
And one is in critical. Okay.
Right.
Thank you for that update.
They're not saying the names. They're not giving out the names. That is as of noon or 1 o'clock today, that is. The names haven't been out, and they haven't said anything about the cause of the crash.
Right. And, you know, I hate to do a whole conspiracy thing. I really, really, really hope there was nothing nefarious, word of the day.
Right.
Nothing nefarious about this crash.
Right.
I mean, these things happen. I mean, you know, cars crash, helicopters crash, plane crash. It happens. But when you are in a hostile zone, no pun intended, when you're in some sort of conflict or hostile zone or in some kind of operational capacity, when there is a downed aircraft or even downed, soldiers, men, women, whatever, one has to wonder what truly happened. Because what we do know that they can't say, Dave, is they cannot say it's a training accident.
That's the norm.
Everything's a training
op. Tracking illegals coming across the border.
Yeah, they're in a war zone, no different than anybody else.
Right.
Because people are getting hurt. They throw bricks at people. I've seen the videos of people launching full-size bricks at Border Patrol people. And had soldiers
horrible.
From the other side. There's been shots fired on occasion. This is a conflict zone. As much as we don't want to recognize that, we really must really reach into our psyche and think about it. We have people who are fully armed up in body armor, engaging and blocking foreign nationals from invading our nation. I mean, there you go. I need to say any more? We stormed the beaches of Normandy, and they stood there blocking their beaches. Were we violating the border? No, we were invading because we were in, obviously, a war.
Right.
Now, I supported that mission. Clearly, I'm not, and please don't think that I'm trying to connect the two. And I have so many bots and trolls out there, guys, so I want to make sure that they don't bot and troll mm-hmm. me, that I'm trying to make some stupid, cross-reference here. But the fact of the matter is, when we pulled up on Normandy, and these men got off those very small boats, so those, I don't remember what those are called, but they get really close to the beach, and they can kind of walk off. And they were being
like a banana boat.
No,
landing craft.
Thank you. It's an amphibious assault.
Yeah.
Oh,
amphibious landing craft. Yeah,
yeah. It's like an amphibious assault, which now they would use a hovercraft. They would use a hover now. You go to the Jersey Shore too much.
I do.
She's talking banana boat. She's ready to throw on some suntan lotion, kick it up. Give me the gabagool.
Oh, that's the smug summer.
Give me the gabagool. I'm going to Jenks, baby. I'm going to Jenks. get a cigar in my mouth. I'm going. Oh, yo, wait a minute.
Right.
A shout out to our sponsor, Monte Cristo. Thank you. I'm enjoying. I love them. I love my white series. Thank you, Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did that little plug because they yelled at
okay.
me.
Okay, you know, the White House thinks that these people are actually undocumented people, and they don't call them illegals.
Well, you know, it used to be illegal aliens, right?
Right.
But then they dropped the aliens, and then it's undocumented. Right. And then there was the dreamer. Well,
right.
I got
right.
a lot of dreams too, Dave.
Yeah, I do too, yeah.
I got dreams, bro. You got dreams?
I got dreams.
Hey, Jay Volk, you got dreams?
Of course, all kinds of dreams.
All right, apparently Congress decided there was a Dreamer Act, and they dream and they get. I dream of a lot of things, but they don't usually come true.
Can we go back to the beginning of all this when Biden, he signed off on Trump's 91 regulations that supported the border control? And he just nullified them, and that's what started it all.
Yeah, he actually. Well, you know, listen, you're a funny guy, Dave. Dave-o, you know what you said is the epitome of Washington D.C. Because right. if I recall, Hillary Clinton ran all against the Iraq War, yet she voted for both Afghanistan and Iraq when she was in Senate.
Yeah.
Did she not?
Right. She did.
She did. And so did a lot of people vote for these wars or engagements, entanglements, hostile zones, whatever you want to call them. They voted for that in Senate. Nobody in the president, George W. Bush, did not just say, I'm going. And he didn't go to Congress. He went. He made a big speech, did a big thing, and they voted on. Now, he doesn't need, you know, this is another misunderstanding, folks out there. In the Constitution right here that we have right here, copy of it. You know, yes, only Congress can declare war. That is true. Congress declares war. However, Vietnam was not a war. Vietnam was a police action because Congress never approved it, yet we still call it the Vietnam War. And if I believe correct, Dave, you are a Vietnam veteran, right?
Yes, I am. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was a police action, right?
Yeah, that's what they always called it. And actually, when I went to the VFW and I ran into these old timers in World War II, that's what they turned to me and said, you didn't fight a war. You fought a police action. I said, I'm sorry. I said I was in combat, and I think that's war. You know,
they really said that to you? You got to be
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, I had some old timers say that. Yeah.
You know, I did the right thing early on. I have a lifetime membership to the American Legion. I have a lifetime membership to VFW. I also have a lifetime membership to DAV and I think even AMVETS, whatever. Mm. But I took advantage of that because when they were there, they weren't handing it out, but they gave us our first year free or whatever. And then when I got my first bill, it was like $200 for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Or like $75 a year.
Oh.
So let me think about that. I was like 27, and I'm like, $70 a year, or I pay $250 now, and I never pay again. And they did a payment plan. They did a 12-month payment plan, so I broke the $250 down into 12 payments, and I never have to pay again. And now
wow,
I have a nice
great
hard
bargain.
Yeah, I have a metal card. And whatever.
Right.
But a police
Eric,
anyway.
You know that when you serve with honor and you do it for your country, and when you're given orders, you do it. But in hindsight, when I look at the Vietnam War from way back when, I'm thinking, what a waste. 56,000 men and
you
women.
You know, I film in DC all the time, as you're aware. I'm in DC a lot. I serve on some committees, et cetera, too. And I go to the mall all the time there, not the shopping mall. I go to the Lincoln Memorial every time I'm there, more than once. And I always go to all of the war memorials. It is just, and I remember when that, and I was young, you know, real, real young, you know. So, and I remember that had to be funded privately. Like, remember, Dave, that
right.
I went to Catholic school. I make no qualms about that. And I think I got such a wonderful education. and I am the man I am today that has a heart compassion, but I don't also take any crap, and I stand up for others, and I stand up for myself, and I stand up for other people because of the education I got. And I think I know that that was funded on private endowments and foundations because they made a big deal in Catholic school and we did a fund drive. And we also did one for the Statue of Liberty.
Did you?
We did. And well, that wall is just an amazing thing. Now, I remember, I didn't mean to cut you off, Dave, but
most wars are fought for money or oil or something like that.
And there was nothing there for that. Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I don't even know. I have all these degrees on my wall, and I probably could not explain any of it to anybody if I had to. And I do know, but I mean, it's hard to explain. I do know that growing up, I wore the red metal band. You remember those?
Right.
Now they do black.
Yeah.
And they don't do them like they used to. I would go to DC, and I was a kid. I was, literally, grade school. And there was always some Vietnam guy out there selling pins and flags and selling these wristbands. And on the wristband, it had the name of a soldier or a pilot or a Marine or somebody that was lost in action, POW or MIA or POW. POW, prisoner of war, MIA, missing in action. KIA is killed in action.
Oh,
yes.
So the red ones we would wear, and I had one, and I was one of a few actually that did. But I wore it forever. And you know what's great, Dave? You'll like this. And then we're going to move on to another story.
Okay.
But I wore my guys for years. I'm talking all through grade school into middle school. Wow. And you will not, and he was lost in Laos. Okay, and I don't want to give his name out, but I still remember. I met the family because they found the remains when I was still wearing the bracelet, Dave.
Wow,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty synchronicity, right?
Yes. So I went to DC. I went to the wall, and I also went to the Tomb of the Unknown. And it was. I've been to the Tomb of the Unknown. I mean, it's. I mean, anybody that knows me knows that I served on the Honor Guard, both in the United States Navy and the Army. First Navy, then the Army. I'm accredited to over 1,000 missions of doing the Honor Guard. So, I mean, I'm very familiar. And I'm not at the Tomb of the Unknown. I've been there, but I was not assigned to the tomb. That's a whole special process.
Wow,
could have tried out, but I did not want to because of all of I really was tight. I was really tight. And there's pictures up there. And there was pictures up there of me doing that. And what is great, Dave, we have somebody wonderful on the line that just called in, and I was so excited you're calling in. We have the gentleman. His name is Marshall Spring. Marshall Spring is a Marine, and he started this outstanding foundation that the Hostile Zone and I'm going to support. It's called Combat Recovery Foundation. Let no one fight alone. Because you know what? They are lying to us. It's not 22 veterans a day committing suicide. It's more than that. Can we bring Mr. Marshall in?
Yeah. Hey, hello? I'm here.
Hey, Mr. Marshall, how are you? How are you?
Thanks for having me on. I'm well. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
It's a pleasure. I got sitting next to me, because I know you're in on the call here, because we're on TV and radio. I got Miss Bianca C.
Hello.
Say hello, Bianca C. S-E-A. Let him hear it.
Hello, Bianca C. That's me.
She
Hi,
sings.
Welcome.
And she's going to sing a song, actually, a patriotic song for based on this. And we have with us Jay Vogue. Jay Vogue, this is Marshall. He's a program that we're going to be working with very much moving forward.
The Combat Recovery Foundation.
And he, I didn't mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Say hello. I apologize. I fell into a seahole again.
It's all right. Hello, Marshall.
Hey, nice to meet both of you. I'm so happy to be on. Is it Bianca with a B?
Bianca with a B.
Yes.
And she's going to sing a song in a minute. She's a singer.
And Jay?
And Jay Vogue. He's our fashion consultant. He's actually a model. He does my hair. He does my makeup too.
Love it.
But he's also a model.
That's always good to have around.
Always great. Always great. And we also have Dave with us, who's a Vietnam veteran, and he's an investigator for MUFON when he does UFO and paranormal investigations. But he's a Vietnam veteran. And right when you called in, we were discussing the Vietnam Wall and about the guys that got killed at the border this week, the helicopter crash. Dave, say hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing? I'm really proud of the work that you do. And, you know, I'm Army, and I know you do this for Marines, but we're all warriors.
No, he does it for everybody.
Okay.
Let's give him a minute to tell his program.
Can you
pound that out in, like, a Marine Corps style in, like, 15 seconds? So then we can have a conversation.
Yeah. 100%. Nice to meet everybody. So it's Combat Recovery Foundation. We're focused on effective suicide prevention for veterans, veterans of any kind, any color, wherever they are. We know that purpose and belonging is what is lacking in a person when they're experiencing suicidal ideation or acute depression. And community is the thing that addresses that. So our organization is based around fostering community, one-on-one coaching, and peer support for individuals. So effective suicide prevention for survivors of combat.
Right.
That's nice.
And it is about time. We're going to be working a lot with him, gentlemen. We also have more staff members, Marshall, but we're going into our third filming of the day. This one is live, just so you know. So this one, you're on TV and radio and satellite everywhere right now in 50 plus countries all over the country. And this show also will be in every single music and podcast platform within 24 hours.
Could I ask your guest that does the VA help you out in your efforts?
I work with the VA a little bit as a necessity of what I do. But they don't help me out. They don't provide me with any funding or anything. No.
Okay. I go to the VA myself, so
Aware. But yeah. And you know, I was talking to him today and we were discussing how the VA is not centralized, which, you know, I film between multiple locations and move around, and I can't get prescriptions because they'll get me a prescription in New Jersey and I can't get it filled in Washington, D.C. And I'm like, but and we're not talking heavy stuff here. We're talking basic stuff, and they will not allow me to get it so it just makes no sense. So it's like, it's supposed to be federalized, but it's New Jersey runs their own VA, and everybody seems to run their own, and nobody talks to each other.
Yeah,
it is terrible in the way that they run things, and I am so happy that Marshall got in touch with me here today, and we were able to cross and make this happen because we have to, folks out there, if you're listening, we have a huge audience. Today's the live show, and our numbers don't lie. So I want to put it out there. I say this all the time. For less than the price of a coffee, you can have concierge VIP membership to the show. That gets you discount at the Hostile Zone store, which is in limbo right now as we've been coming up with new merchandise. I have two books coming out. And you'll get a choice of one of the two autographed copies, free of charge. And I have two newspapers that I write for, and I have a syndicated column that I write for. You get that content first, once it's completed, before it goes out to everybody else. You also have access to reach out to the show and direct email if you need help. Now, why is that so great? You get all those benefits, but you also will be winning things. We're giving out tickets for stuff. We did something for Sound of Freedom last year. We had a whole bunch of tickets for Sound of Freedom, and we did a whole bunch of donations for programs. But the purpose is the price of a coffee. You get these freebies. You get extra access, and you help us help people like Marshall with his program, Combat Recovery Foundation, because we need to raise money, folks, because this is a situation. Marshall, please give us some facts. Tell me you got some facts, because I know the VA says it's 17 people a day being killed and that are committing suicide. And then I read, and I know, and you know, and Dave knows that it's not 17 people. It's more in the 40 or 50. But, of course, the medical examiner can say whatever they want as cause of death. So you want to give some information on that, Marshall?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks a lot. So I'll just throw some numbers
out. And if you'd like to, Marshall, hold that thought. Could you also be so kind as to, if you want, what we discussed earlier about your first experience with that on this situation where you were taken back? Do you remember what you told me?
Let me throw some numbers out there, and then you let me know if I don't cover what you wanted me to.
I was basically talking about the old company you were with.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the VA...
If you want to share that, that's it. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, happy to. So the VA has a $369 billion budget this year. And with that, they serve approximately one-third of the veterans in this country. There's a myriad of reasons for that. They're reporting that 17.5 veterans kill themselves in a given day, which is, it's really wishful thinking on their part. And there's several reasons that,
I never believed the 22 actually
is underreported.
I never believed
the 22 isn't accurate either. And it's underreported. And the reason for that is, number one, when a person kills himself, there's no database that you can plug their name into to identify whether they're a veteran. So,
and
if,
there's
if
no
there's
database
not, you know,
that
plugs
in what they were thinking either. I mean, like, if they didn't leave a note and say, I'm suffering with this, and if the VA didn't document all along, which, you know, they don't half of the time. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just have to do that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And
don't make Bianca cry, because she does cry over this.
I do. I take it to heart.
She takes it to heart. Like, her father's a veteran, too, so. You're and all my staff, a lot of my staff
are
military.
Everybody that love is a veteran, actually. So it's like, I could
let him tell his story.
Sometimes.
Don't cry. Let him tell his story. I brought him on here. Yeah. You're going to hear him. He's going to be around a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to be on all the time. Yeah,
Marshall, Marshall, could I ask you, a lot of combat veterans don't go to the VA. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of reasons that all kinds of different veterans wouldn't want to go to the VA, combat veterans particularly. And one of those is a concern about being disarmed, which is an initiative that I have right now is actually training veteran serving VA clinicians on firearms and firearms culture to try and destigmatize firearms for them, to then in turn destigmatize the idea of seeking mental health help for veterans. That's one of the initiatives that we have.
And you know what? One of the things on this show, Marshall, I'm going to hold, you're not watching, but I'm holding up. I have multiple copies of the Constitution right here on set with me, on the wall, two of them, and one right here on my desk. 2A, the Second Amendment, United States Constitution, right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. And because you served your country and you have some traumatic brain injury or you have some emotional distress, I don't want to say post-traumatic stress disorder because it's not a disorder, it's a syndrome, and that should not preclude you from your constitutionally protected rights, especially when you fought for those very rights. Okay, go ahead, Marshall.
So just some cold hard facts really quick. The VA is the most well-funded healthcare organization in the history of our species, and they are sitting on top of the highest rate of suicide in the history of our species. There is a major disconnect there. And so what we need to identify is that their modalities, their approaches to preventing suicide are inadequate, and they need to be making adjustments. Now, like you mentioned it earlier, each VA health system is run as its own siloed organization. So some of them are doing it better, and some of them are doing it worse, and that's a fact. So, and there are good people at the VA.
There are good people, and there are some very terrible people. And there are some very terrible people.
And there are some terrible people, and at the end of the day, they're all swimming upstream against a system that seems purpose-built to see veterans killing themselves.
And you know what? If anybody knew everything, if you could see my set, and I hope you watch the show when you get home, I have Abraham Lincoln everywhere in this room. I even have a handwritten letter on my wall here authenticated, written, and it's on from the executive mansion, and signed by Abraham Lincoln to a widow. So I am a major Abraham Lincoln person, and the Abraham Lincoln is the one who created the VA. And what's the slogan? For those who born, and they spell it B-O-U-R-N-E, if I recall correctly. Those who born the pain of war for their wife and their widow and their children, that's their job to serve, the VA. That's not 100% the quote, but it's pretty close. I'm sure I'll get botted and trolled. But it is spelled B-O-U-R-N-E because I got into a fight with somebody on Facebook years back when I put it up, the actual quote, mm-hmm. on Veterans Day, and somebody told me I need to check my English. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? Literally, firstly, you know I'm an Abraham enthusiast. Secondly, you know I'm a university professor. And you're going to, but anyway. So, Marshall,
tell us a little bit more about Eric.
Yes. Hold on. Okay. Marshall, is there anything you wanted to add before we talk? We have like an open dialogue? Because I'd like to just open dialogue because I want as many people to know about your program. But Ms. Bianca has a song to sing.
Hit me with your questions. What do you got?
You know what? Can she do the song first and then the questions? Because it's very in the mood.
It's your show, Eric. You tell me.
All right. I just want to make sure Dave didn't cut you off. Woo. J-Bo, we good?
You're in charge. I'm here for you, boss.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, J-Bo, we good over there?
Yes.
All right, Bianca, do it. She's got a song for you, Marshall. You and Dave.
I hope this version is good. This is going to be the first time.
She's never done it.
You put me on the spot. So
I put her on the spot. Yeah, I got it. Jersey Thumbs gave me the finger from the box.
That's how much of a professional
she can handle it.
Yeah, she can do anything. I'll try.
All right. Sound challenge check. Everybody can hear?
Oh, and, he's on the filter.
And there he is on the wall.
I work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From Lakes, Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, it's time we stand and say. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Wonderful. Wow, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So people everywhere heard that. You've never sang that before.
I never sang that. Well, for the male version, I haven't. But
yeah. That was great.
That was a different note for me.
Okay, Dave, you had some questions for Marshall. So, yeah,
go ahead. Marshall, we have a homeless crisis in this country, and a lot of them are veterans. Do you work with those people, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll work with any veteran.
Okay, and how much of that $350 billion has went to illegal aliens?
Oof, rough question.
Yeah, that's a great question. That's they're not going to tell me that.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah, we were going off on that for quite a bit this morning.
Yeah.
So, Marshall. So, you. So, what? I mean, you know, you have an impressive service history, and it's funny. You and I went into the service at the same time for the same reasons, which was pretty interesting. Even though we're not from the same area, but I almost want to believe, especially since we kind of served almost in similar capacities at some point without putting it on the air. I wonder if our paths crossed. I'm just questioning that. But my other thing is, would you like to tell the folks what made this your baby? You're the founder. You're the creator. You're the mission, the vision, and the power behind this organization that we're going to help you. What drove you to this?
So back in 2019, I owned a couple of security companies, and I had a business partner who was another Marine, and he very unexpectedly shot himself. And I was pretty pissed off at the VA. I was asking myself, you know, who's if the VA is not going to take responsibility for this, if they're just going to be pissing into the wind over it, who's going to take responsibility for the rate of suicide amongst veterans? And then it dawned on me that if I'm the one asking the question, then I'm the one that's going to have to take responsibility. And so I did. I've intervened in over 300 suicidal crises since I started this. And I love it. I didn't intend to be doing this forever, but I quickly realized that working in suicide prevention is about solving problems, and there's so little data and information out there. It's really an undiscovered country in a data rich environment. So I find it to be a really fascinating challenge, and I love it.
Yeah, it is a data rich, and I want to add in that because I pulled it up here. So as the words from President Abraham Lincoln, to care for him who shall have borne, B-O-R-N-E, the battle, and for his widow and his orphan. That is the VA's motto. It's written in, it's their credo, I guess. Help me if that's what we want to call it. There's a vision and a mission statement, or a little longer. I think it's their credo. But that is written in every VA. It is written everywhere. To care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan. And unfortunately, Marshall, they did not care for your friend.
No.
And, yep. You know, a lot of people.
No, there's so many falling through the cracks. And it's clear that it's incumbent upon us veterans to uplift our culture, to uplift our brothers and sisters that served. And we can't count on the VA to do it. We can't count on other VSOs. We can't count on the vet center. And these can be tools in the fight. They can be assets. It's up to us.
The vet, I guess, I met my experience, the VSOs are all right. They don't work for the VA. They are, they are employees of whatever local government, so what they know and their ability to do is they're not the VA. And the other thing is, what else did you mention? You mentioned VSOs, and you mentioned, what else did you mention?
The vet center.
The vet center. I got to tell you, the vet center, yeah. I went to one in New Jersey, and it was spectacular. They had martial arts classes, yoga classes, all kinds of activities. It was welcoming. It had a couch with a TV running regular channels. They had free coffee. You had to be a combat veteran to be in the vet center. Oh, wow. So you had to have your DD-214, your discharge forms. You had to have been issued a medal, a campaign medal of some sort to be there. But they get comprehensive stuff for counseling. But like we were saying before, and we're on a 4-minute time crunch, so I'm going to end the sentence on this, but I'm going to talk to you guys after. It's so fragmented, right, Marshall? So as much as I thought the vet center was such a great thing when I went, and then I went again somewhere else, and it just was not the same. Still better than the regular VA office, but it was not the same. I don't understand how this is the only agency in the government that's fragmented like this.
Well, it's
like if the FBI wanted to get you, it doesn't matter where you're at. They'll call the special agent in charge of whatever office, or the resident agent in charge if they don't have a SAC, and that'll be it. The VA, though, on the other hand, they can't manage to send a prescription. But you know what? I'm getting screamed at here. We got 3 minutes left. Guys, I've got to mute you out. Thank you for coming. Don't go anywhere. Either of you hang up. I want to talk to you when we get off of the show. Miss Bianca, how do we end this lovely show? You're going to do it a cappella, right?
Yes, absolutely.
She's going to show you the best rendition you've ever heard, better than Whitney Houston. Give it to him. Give it to him.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, Gabriel who through the night that our flag was still there.
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
America, it's sad to say, another hostile zone has come to an end. But guess what? We're on 7 days a week, prime time, 2 times today on Monday. And you can find us everywhere on every social media or every single music and podcast platform. Sonati heard you. When you wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a good man, I'm a good woman, I'm a good person, but I can be a little bit better today, and be that little bit better and share that with what you're going to be better with somebody else, because you never know, they may need something that day. You don't know what somebody is suffering inside. Don't poke the bear. Miss Bianca, how do we end it?
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice.
That's right, Sonati heard you. He'll hear you again in a couple hours on KKTC 99.9 FM, and he'll hear you every other day. I'm not going anywhere. And you know what? All the other countries that think they can poke the bear, they don't want to hear from America. Good night, America. Sonati heard you.